Okay, Rabosai, we are seven. Rabosai, we are Davches Amaral. We're seven lines from the top of the page, the third word from the end of the line, Amar Mar. Okay, we said yesterday in the Braisa, Amar Mar, we said, when it said from the Pasuk, on the day that that it appears, Yesh Yom Shatoro, Boisham Tereshobo. So we say the day that it appears, somehow they darshan that there's some days that the Kohen looks and examines the Negoim, and sometimes he doesn't. My mashma, okay, where do we see it from the words? Amar Bai Seltei Enoed. He says, Im kein lichto rachmana biyom. You should just write on the day that it appears, okay, that it can be seen. Okay, ma uviyom, what's the end, the day? Shema minof, and here we hear, yesh yom shata robo. That extra vav tells you that some days you see Negoim, v'yesh yom shata robo, and days that you don't see it. Rav Amar, Rav said no. He said, "Kula kra yaseiru." The whole word, not just the vav, the whole word, bayoma is extra. The imkain, because otherwise, if it weren't for the sake of making a drasha, lichtav rachmana uvehira os, it should just say when it appears, when it can be seen. My uviyom, when on the day, shema minof. Here we hear yesh yom shatarov veyesh yom shatarovo. Well, yesh yom shatarobo, v'yesh yom shatarobo. So we see there's a day that you look at it, that you see it, then you examine the nagaim, and days that you don't. That's what we said. Ivi Abaya. Let me see Krishna. Abaya learns it from the vav. Okay, he says, what does he do with the word biyom? Rabbi said, biyom is extra. He says, no. For Abaya, the day is not extra. Omi bayle, bayom v'layla, that teaches him what? That we only look at nagaim in the daytime and not at night. Oku nu v'rava. Biyom v'layla v'layla. So one second, if Rabbi is using the whole word to teach me that some days you see and some days you don't, where does he learn that we only look at nagaim in the day and not at the night? Because that was a known halacha. Nafkale, he gets it from Milikol Mari Enei Kohen, from the whole seeing of the eyes of the Kohen. What does that show? He knows that what? That he sees it, it has to be a time when he can see. So he knows that it's in the day, not in the night, from the Kohen seeing. Iva Abaya. So one second, why doesn't Abaya also learn from the seeing of the Kohen? And then the word Bayom could be extra for him. He says, Hahu mi boile lim'ute suma bachasmino. He says, no, the whole seeing of the Kohen, that's to exclude a Kohen who is blind in one of his eyes, Rahman al-Tzlan, he doesn't look at the Goyim. I have Rava Nami Mabai Lelachi. So no, doesn't Rava also need it for that reason? Doesn't he have to use it to show one who's a Kohen who's blind in one eye, and therefore he cannot use that pasuk to teach him day and that night? He says, no, Enechanami. He says, you're right. Really, Rava learns from there, like you said. That really Rava learns from that pasuk. A Kohen who's blind in one eye can't look. So then, indeed, where does he get the point of day and not night, if not from the word Mu'bayom? Nafgale, he gets it from, Kenega Nirali Bubayis. The person says, it appears to me to be a Nega in the house, okay? And what's what? It has to be what? Because it's only seen to me, okay, to me, below the earth. It seemed to me and not to my light. Not to my light. So therefore, what? And that's what the coin asks. If the guy sees it in the daytime, that's what the coin examines. I be a bias. So no, what is a bias? Can he learn day and not night from there? And he says, and therefore, yom will be extra. He says, imihasam. If it's from there, tuma de lav de gu habiyamina hanimili tuma de lav de gufe. Since that case of what of us, me and not my light was talking about the tuma of a house and not of a body, I might think, when is it in the day, not in the night? Only a tuma that's not of the body. I will tuma de gufe, a tuma of the body, afila or anami, even by the fire, even by a person's light, you could see it. Okay, kamash alon. Therefore, he had to come and tell me, on the day that it is seen, has to tell me what? It is not extra, has to tell me what day and not night. Says the Mishnah, Vodam Rabbi Meir, another lenient law that Rabbi Meir says, Malachat Adam Atmos Avi Bi'imo, a person is allowed, they used to bury, and for whatever reason, and they would bury, they couldn't put the person in the final resting place, they bury and then rebury the bones. Rabbi Meir, Malachat Adam Atmos Avi Bi'imo, a person's allowed to collect the bones of his father and mother to reinter them in their ancestral burial place. Okay, if they should simchi lo, because it's a joy to him. We have to see what that means. Rabbi Yossi says, Avohu, he says, what do you mean? It's mourning for him. It's not a joy for him, and therefore you shouldn't do it. On Chol HaMoed. Lo yor adam, a person shouldn't arouse mourning, okay, al meso, to get other people to mourn, to say everybody come and cry with me about the person who died for him, okay. We're going to see velo yaspidenu, and nor should he eulogize the person on cholamoid. Pardon, kodin lebegel shloshim yom. He should not arouse mourning amongst others. We're going to see what that means. He hires somebody to do it, or eulogize 30 days before the before Yontif. Says the Gemara. First of all, it says Marinu. He said, "What did it take? You got to tell me what you're allowed to collect the bones of. He's allowed to collect the bones of his father, and mother, because it makes him happy. What do you mean it makes him happy? Marinu, I'm locked out myself. If a person is reinterring the bones of his father and mother, how is it lame? Call yom." The guy has one day. The rabbis decreed one day of mourning for him. Nighttime he doesn't. They make it as if it's from the Torah. Mourning is one day, and the rabbis made it 7 days. Here they enacted like a one day like the Torah, one day mourning. But he says, but you see, it's a day of mourning. What do you mean? It's a day of joy for him. Rav Chisda says, Afilu tzuris lo besedino. Even if they're still wrapped in a sheet, he hasn't reinterred them yet. That whole time he's still in mourning. Amar Abaya said, therefore I have to answer. So what do you mean? It's happy for me. You see, it's a day of mourning. Amar Abaya, Amy, you have to read like this. With Nesha Simcha Saregla love. You have to say what? Because the holiday is upon him. No, the holiday is a joy for him. And even though he's reinterring, the joy of the holiday overrides the mourning of reinterring, and therefore he's allowed to do it. Lo yarame, so he's the person not allowed to arouse others. Come everybody to cry with him on the person that he's mourning for. My lo yarame, so what do you mean? What does that mean? You should arouse it. Amarav means, said, Kadhada saf dana b'marava. When the eulogizer would go around around in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, everybody, they're going to have a eulogy. So they would say, come and cry with me on everybody who is bitter of heart. Everybody's going to come and remember the dead. So that's you're not allowed to do 30 days before. Go to Mirgo Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean 30 days before? Maishlo Shloshim Yom. What's the whole point of the 30-day issue? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So you have two opinions. The first opinion is what? Maisa b'adam echad sheichnis mos la'alos rego. Because one time happened, remember, every Jew is going to go up to Yerushalayim for the three holidays. So a certain person, he gathered together his money, so he's going to go up to Yerushalayim for the holiday. Abasafta b'amon al Pesach beso. Came the eulogizer, and he stood on the door of his house. And his wife took the money that he had saved up to give to the eulogizer to eulogize. And in the Avalola, so therefore he held back and he didn't go up to Yerushalayim because my wife took the money. But also Sha'amru, so at that time they said, Lo your other meso, so they made a decree and they said, a person should not arouse others to mourn or to eulogize the one he's mourning for 30 days before Yom Tov, because that's when everybody's getting ready to go to Yerushalayim to collecting the money. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says it's a different reason. He says for 30 days the dead person is not forgotten from the person's heart. In other words, if you eulogize a person within 30 days of the Yom Tov, so it's going to take 30 days to get it out, and it's going to mess up his Yom Tov. It's still going to be in his heart. Hi, my Benaya. So what's the practical difference? So the Gemara gives one practical difference. Benaya, there is the Ka'avid Bechinam. If the eulogizer is eulogizing for free. So at least according to the first opinion, according to Rav, who said what, that because you're gonna end up taking it with 30 days before the regular, you take the money for going to Yerushalayim. So if he does it for free, nobody's going to give the money away, so it's not a problem. Whereas according to Shmuel, since no matter what, if you eulogize within that time, it's going to be in his heart on Yom Tov, it won't be good. There's really another one, but the Gemara doesn't say it. Says the Mishnah, Ein chofin kuchen kvaras b'moed. They had two ways. They would dig underground and make a pit and then niches in the walls, and that they would bury a bunch of people, or they would build on top of the ground a grave from stone, and cover it. Ein chofin kuchen kvaras b'moed. So in general, they always have to keep making graves to be ready. So on Chol HaMoed, you don't dig out the underground graves or the above ground graves. But on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to adjust. If you had a niche and it has to be made shorter, whatever it is, you can do it. But also, you can adjust it. Those in the brechas, you're allowed to make a washing pool for washing clothes. They would make a pool to wash the clothes. You're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Obviously, for things you're allowed to do. We are in Emes B'chatzer, and also a person allowed to make a coffin so long as in the same courtyard is the dead man. As long as the dead man is in the courtyard, so everybody knows what he's doing it for. Yossi Oser, Yossi says, you know, even under those circumstances, you can't make a coffin, Elaim Kang Yeshi Menasorim, unless he already has a ready sawed wood. No, but to saw wood from the outset, even under these circumstances, you're not allowed. You have to have the planks have to be sawed already. Okay, says the Gemara. My kuchin umay kvaros. What's a kuchin? What's a kever? Rabbi Yehuda, he says kuchin, like we said b'chayv chivras. We say kuchin are the graves that are made underground, and kvaros b'minyan and a kever is really what you build on top of the ground. Tanya Namiyachem, we also learned a brisa like this. Eluhin kuchin eluhin kvaros. These are kuchin and these are kvaros. Kuchin b'chafira. Kuchin are done by digging into the ground, and kvaros b'minyan and kvaros are on top of the ground. Says the Avol Mechanchen es HaKuchen, we said that, but even on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to adjust the Kuch. Okay, Keitzim Mechanchen, how do you adjust it? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shimaya Arach Makatzo, if it was long, so you can shorten it. Masnisatana, and the Brisa we learn, B'shemarech Bo U'marech Bo, you can lengthen it, the opposite, not only can you make it short, you can even lengthen it or widen it. Even that is not too much trouble for Chol HaMoed. Vos in Nivrechas, we said we make a clothes washing pool. My Nivrechas, what is a Nivrechas? So Rabbi Yehuda says Zubakia. That's a pool of water. Iva Tanya a Nivrechas or Bakia. 1 second, but we see that we use the word Nivrechas and Bakia as on a list. So how can you tell me a Nivrechas is a Bakia? A Nivrechas is a pool. We learn Nivrechas and Bakia. They're both supposed to be two different things. Rabbi, he answers, don't worry. V'itemer Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, Giha, okay, Ubar Giha. It's a big pool and a small pool. They make one big pool, and for the overflow, connected by a ditch, would be the smaller one. So it's a ditch and a little ditch. A big pool and a little pool. Well, they are both pools indeed. So long as the dead man is in the same courtyard, you're allowed to make a coffin. Tanina Laha, this would support the Brisa that we learned, the Tana Rabbanan. Osim kol tzarchei ameis, you're allowed to do anything that the dead man needs on Chol HaMoed. Goes in the sarah, they can cut his hair, or mechapsin l'ksuso, they can wash the shroud that they're going to bury him in. Osim lo arim nesorim and nesorim, and you can make a coffin for him from ready sawed planks. Me'erev yotav, you know, mesorim me'erev yotav, you can make a coffin from planks that have already been sawed on Erev Yontav. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says, Afi bein eitzin menasim et sinu b'toch beiso. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you can even take raw wood, which hasn't been sawn yet, menasim et sinu b'toch beiso. He's allowed to saw them in a hidden way inside of his house. He says he's more lenient. Einosim noshim b'moed. Those parallel our Mishnah back to front. Einosim noshim b'moed, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to consummate a marriage on Chol HaMoed, lo besulas lo manas, whether it was a girl married for the first time, or a girl who's a widow, and even though who's a widow, okay, and even though the joy for a widow is not the same as for a girl who's getting married the first time, lo miyavim, okay, nor do we perform yivam. You can't do yivam. Take the brother's wife. Because that's a joy to him. So now, because it's a joy, you're not allowed to do it. I can explain that. But he can return if he had divorced a woman. He can take her back on Chol HaMoed. Okay, because that's different. That's not such a big joy. A woman's allowed to put on her cosmetics on Chol HaMoed, but she shouldn't put lime on her face. They put lime on their face either usually to take off hair, according to Rashi, according to other people, supposed to make them look reddish. But either way, she's not allowed to put the lime on her face, because it makes her disgusting. It makes her sad. While it's good after she puts it on, but it's not nice when she puts it on. A layman, a person who's not a professional sewer, is allowed to sew normally. A professional sewer, he has to use non-normal stitches, as we'll see. So you can intertwine the supports under the and that hold up the bed, and that would be like interwoven. He says what you can do is what you can do with the part that supports the bed, you can you can tighten them, as we'll see. Okay, says the Gemara. V'chi simchi lo, he says, my hobby. He says, no, I said, you can't consummate a marriage because it makes you, because he's happy. He says, we said the other way. Before the last issue, we were talking about things you can't do because it makes you unhappy. If it makes you happy, what's the problem? You should do it on chol hamoed. The answer is, we have two answers. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'chen Amar Elazar Amar Rav Yehoshia, v'amri lo, Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav Chanina, l'fi she'emar ben simcha b'simcha. Principle that we'll learn later, that you're not allowed to mix one simcha with another. You can't bring another simcha when it's moed. The simcha of Chol HaMoed has to be there. You don't mix another simcha of getting married. That's why, because here the joy is too much, and you're gonna mix a simcha with this simcha of Chol HaMoed. Rabba bar Rabba, Chuna Amrei said no, a different reason. Mipnei sheminiach simcha sarega wasa b'simcha ishto. He has a drasha. It's because he abandons the joy of the holiday and he takes the joy of his wife. And that's a particular prohibition. You can't have this. You can't take away the simcha of Yontov for the simcha of the wife. Amrei le'abai le'Rav Yosef. That was what he just said. The Rav, that was actually a statement of Rav. Don Rav Diniel Bakhtin Amar Rav. We said the name of Rav. Minayin Shein is Nosi Nashim Bavo. And how do you know you can't marry, to finalize the marriage on Chol HaMoed? She never says, V'samachta b'chagecha. You have to rejoice in your holiday. B'chagecha, your holiday, v'lo b'shtecha, and not your wife. So it's specifically this thing that's forbidden. Here's a third answer. What's wrong with finishing a marriage in Yotef? Ola Omar, he said, Mipnei Hatarech. I'll tell you why. Because of the trouble. He's going to take trouble. He's going to make a meal, whatever he has to do. It's too much. He's going to take him too much trouble. That simcha really means what it's going to be. He's going to have to trouble himself to accommodate the simcha of his marriage. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafkamar, a fourth reason, he says, you know why you can't get married? Because people are not going to have children. You know what's going to happen now? Everybody says, oh, this is great. You can get married on Chol HaMoed. So all year long, nobody's going to get married. Everybody's going to save their wedding till Chol HaMoed. And people won't get, you're going to have less than the amount of marriage in the world. People are not going to have, you're going to stop people from having, going to hold back the populating of the world and having children. Okay, and we'll call that a daf. Everyone have a wonderful day.